Today's Amud is Tainus Tesama Beis. We're holding on Tesama Beis, seven lines from the top, for Afrish Lakish. So we mentioned on Tesama Aleph, a member from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Hashem will make it rain sometimes even for a Yachit, even for just an individual who needs rain. So says the Gemara, Va'afresh Lakish Savar Mata Bishril Yachid. That we find that Reish Lakish also said like this, like Rabbi Yochanan, like his Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, that Hashem will make it rain even for an individual. Now when did Reish Lakish say this? Amar Reish Lakish, Minayin Lamatar Bishril Yachid. Where do we find a makar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give rain even for an individual? Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Shalu me Hashem matar beis malkush, Hashem oyisach hazizim, umetar geshem yitin lahem leish esev besade. So Reish Lakish explained that, Yachol HaKol, I might think that Hashem will only make it rain for the rabbim. Tamal leimar leish, that no, the Pasuk says, yitin lahem leish esev besade, that Hashem will make it rain even for an ish, even for a yachid. Now, Vitanyam, we learned in the Braisa, that Eli Ish, if it just said Ish, so Yachal HaKol. So I might think, look, Yachal HaKol said Isaf. I might think, yeah, Hashem will make it rain for an individual, but only if his entire field, all of his fields, need rain. Tamalaymar Sada, then no, even just for an individual field, even for an individual field of an individual, Hashem will give rain. So Isadas, now if it was just for the word Sada, Yachal HaKol Sada, that yeah, Hashem will make it rain for an individual field of an individual, but only if the entire field needs rain. Tamalaymar Esav, then no, even just for part of his field, Hashem will give rain. Even just for part of the field, of one of the fields of an individual, Hashem will give rain. Kihadar of Daniel Barkatin, Havli Ahi Aginsa, he had a certain garden, and called Yoima Hava Azal Visayarla. Every day he would go and he would inspect his garden, and Amar, he would comment and he would say, Ha Meshra Bayamaya, that this row needs water, and Ha Meshra Loi Bayamaya, and this row doesn't need water, and Takova Asa Mitshva Vikamashke Kolhecha Demi Bayilay Maya, and the rain would come and it would water only the places that he said needs water. So you see, this idea that Hashem will make it rain even just for part of the field, of one of the fields of an individual. May Hashem Oisech Azizim. We mentioned in the pasuk that Reish Lakish quoted, that Hashem Oisech Azizim, that Hashem makes Chazizim. So what's these Chazizim? Am Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina, Malameid Shekol Tzadik V'Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisech Loi Chaziz B'fnei Atzmai. Now Hashem makes Chazizim for the Ish, for every Tzadik, Hashem makes a Chaziz by itself for that Tzadik. Now, my chazizim, what exactly are these chazizim? Amar of Yehuda, they're parchais, which is a certain type of clouds. The Gemara will elaborate soon what exactly these clouds look like, but it's a certain type of rain clouds. And Amar of Yechanan, Rabbi Yochanan said that simen lematar parchais. Now, when you see parchais, so that's a simen that rain is going to come. Now, my parchais, what exactly are these parchais clouds? Amrav Papa, it's Eva Klisha to say Eva Smichta. It's when you have these thin, light clouds underneath these thick, heavier clouds, that's these rain clouds, that's a simen that it's going to rain. And Amrav Yehuda, Nihila Mikami Mitra, another simen for rain is that if you have a drizzle that's before a rain, meaning it's not like it just rained. So if you have drizzle, Asi Mitra, it must be that it's about to rain. When you see drizzling, it's a simen that it's going to rain. Basar mitra, but if you have rain, and then afterwards it starts to drizzle, so pasik mitra, so that's a simen that the rain is stopping. Mikami mitra, asi mitra, if it's before the rain, so that's a simen that it's about to rain. Vesimaneich meholta. A simen for that is a sieve when you sift flour, so first the small pieces come out, and then the larger pieces come out. So that's like the rain, that's where you have the drizzle, and then you have the rain itself, so that's like the visual for that. The basar mitra, pasik mitra, but if you have drizzling after a rain, so that's a simen that the rain is stopping. Vesimaneich harya deize. And a simen for that is the waste of a goat, which everyone knows, the waste of a goat, first the bigger parts come out, and then afterwards the smaller parts come out before it stops. So that's a simen, that's a visual for the rain, that if you have rain and then a drizzle, that's a simen that the rain is stopping. relates, says the Gemara now a story that Ula Iklo Bavel, Ula one time went to visit Bavel, and Chaza Porchais, and he saw these rain clouds, he saw these Porchais clouds. So that, like we said before, is a simon that it's about to rain. When you see these Porchais, that's a simon that it's about to rain. So Amar Kihechi, and so Amar Lehu, so he said to the people around him, he said to the people in Bavel, that Panu Mane, that you should get rid of your Kalim, bring your Kalim inside, bring in everything indoors, the hash, the Ase Mitra, it's about to rain. L'saif, l'mais in the end, lo'y ase mitra. It didn't end up raining. So he said everyone, he told everyone to go bring your stuff inside because it's about to rain, and l'mais it did not end up raining. So Amar, so Ula commented, and he said, that kihicha de mishakri bavloi, hachi mishakri mitrayu. That just like the Babylonians, just like they're not very honest and they lie, so too the rain lies, and therefore we had these parches, we had these rain clouds, and still it didn't end up raining. And says the Gemara, another story where Ula Iklul Bavel, Ula one time went a different trip, he went to go visit Bavel, and Chazi Malei Tzana de Tamri Bezuza, and he saw that they were selling a Malei Tzana, a basket full, the Tamri of dates, Bezuza for just a Zuz, it was very cheap. You could buy a whole basket full of dates for just a Zuz. So Amar, so Ula commented, and he said, Malei Tzana de Duvsha Bezuza, Ubavloi Loyaski Baraisa, you could get such good deals. You get such good deals on the dates. And in Bavel, not everyone's just learning Torah all day. You have all the deals in the world, and you could get things for so cheap, and you're not learning Torah. Belalia Tzaruhu, Lamaisa, he ate the dates, and at night, he had a lot of pain. And he had a lot of pain from the dates, from eating so many dates. So Amar said, on that point, Ula commented, and he said the opposite. He said, "Mleitzana de sakina bezuza." He said, "A basket full of knives for a zuz." Ubavlo yaski baraisa. And in Bavel, the people, there are people there that are Isaac and Tyra. You know, when you with the good deals comes that people overindulge. And so he was saying that you get things for so cheap and you end up overindulging, and people are still able to commit themselves to Tyra. What an unbelievable thing! And now the Gemara goes back to discuss the rain. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, that kol ha'olam kuloi mimeyu kainos u'shaisa. That the whole world, all the fruits, all the vegetation, you want to know where it gets its water from. So avada comes from the rain. You want to know where the rain comes from. The rain is kuloi mimeyu kainos u'shaisa. Everything comes from the ocean water. There's evaporation, condensation, precipitation. It all comes from the oceans. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the eid yalem in ha'aretz, that a cloud goes up from the land, v'hishkes kol pnei ha'adama, and it waters the whole world. So you see that's where the water, that's where the rain comes from. It comes from the oceans. However, Amar Lei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, I have a kasha on you. I have a pircha. V'avloi mimeyu kainus meluchin hein. The meimeyu kainus, the ocean water, is salty. And so how could it be that the rainwater comes from the ocean? The rainwater is not salty. Take a look. Also, if it was salty, you wouldn't be able to have fruits and vegetables. It wouldn't produce. So obviously, it's not coming from the oceans. So Amar Lai, Sir Eliezer, answered that no, matkin ba'avim. That no, it actually gets sweetened in the clouds. The clouds sweetens up the water, so it's really salty. It gets rid of the salt inside of the clouds, and then it comes down without the salt. However, Rabbi Yeshua is chaylik, Rabbi Yeshua amen, that kol ha'olam kuloi mimayim el yoinim hushaisa. That the rainwater really comes from the above. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, l'mtar ha'shamayim tishta mayim. That the rain is called the mtar ha'shamayim. It's the rain of shamayim. It's water that comes from up above. Alamani mekayim ve'ed yalam in ha'aretz. So what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do with the Pasuk, which says that the cloud comes up from the aretz and it gives water onto the earth? Malamed sha'ananim misgabrim. What the pasuk means to describe is that the clouds come up from down here. The clouds go up va'ilim l'rakia. They go to the rakia. Upayischen pihen kenoid. They open up their tops. They open up an opening like a kli. Umikablin meimotar. And then they accept. They receive the rainwater from the shemayim. Shenemers. The pasuk says yizayku matar le'edai. That Hashem throws water into his flask, referring to the clouds. Now continues Rabbi Yeshua, and he says that these clouds, they have holes in it like a sieve on the bottom, and they go and they let the water come out from these holes onto the earth. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Chashas Mayim Avishchakim, that the clouds, they drain the water down here. It's referring to through these holes that are like a sieve. That's how rain works. Ve'ein bein tipa latipa ela kumulay neima. And between each and every drop is mamash a hair's breadth, and that's how the rain comes down. Ulam Dachot's coming to teach you all of this, meaning this is really like a side point, but all this is coming to teach you Shagadol Yayim HaGeshamim Ki Yayim Shenivrayu Ba'ishamayim Va'aretz. That the day of rain is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The science behind it all, the way Hashem constructed it, it's mamish so great. It's like the day of Brias Shemayim Va'aretz. It's like when Hashem created the world. And we prove it from a pasuk, like we brought earlier on Daf Beis, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Oysa G'dayla Yisanin Cheker, it says this word Cheker, Uksivin, it says right after, Anoysin Matar Apnei Aretz. So you see Matar being associated with this word Cheker, Uksiv L'Halan, and it says regarding Brias Ha'ilam, Hayayadata and Moshe Mata, L'Kei Ha'ilam Hashem, Ein Cheker L'Tzvun Asai, it says this word Cheker, that there's no way to underfathom Hashem's greatness, and it says that in regards to Brias Ha'ilam. It says Cheker with regards to rain. So we see that Gadol Yom HaGeshamim, that the day of rain is great, like the day of Brias Shemayim Va'aretz. V'alkalpanim, we have a Machlaikas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, and where the rain comes from. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it comes from the oceans, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it comes from the Shemayim. Keman Azlo Hadachsev, who is the following pasuk like? The pasuk says, Mashke Hari Mal Yosef, that Hashem makes rain come from his upstairs, from his attic, so to speak. The rain comes from upstairs. Vam Rabbi Yechna Mal Yosef Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. It's talking about the upstairs, so to speak, of Hashem. That's Keman Rabbi Yeshua. That sounds like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that rain comes from the Rikia. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with this pasuk? He says that the rain comes from the oceans. So how is he going to understand this pasuk of Mashkehari Me'al Yosef? Says the Gemara, the cave of the Salki Lahasam. The water originates from the oceans. But once it goes up, and you have the condensation, so then Mashke Me'al Yosef Kari Lahu. So that's called that Hashem makes it rain from his aliyos, from his upstairs, so to speak. Since the clouds go up, so now it's called aliyosav, but that's not where the water originates from. Dilaite Mahachi, and says Rabbi Eliezer, I'll prove it to you. If you don't say like this, it's not just a daichek. If you don't say like this, you're gonna have a problem somewhere else. It says Avak va'afar min Hashemayim. It says that Hashem causes there's gonna be dirt and dust that comes from Shemayim. We know that dirt and dust doesn't come from Shemayim. Since Hashem picks it up from the ground and then throws it back down, so that's called that it's coming min Hashemayim. So Achanami came in the Salki Lahasam El Yosef Karile. Here too by the rain, even though the water originates from the oceans, once it goes up, so now that's called Me'al Yosef. Says the Gemara now, Kaman Azohad Am Rabbi Chanina, who is the following member of Rabbi Chanina like? Rabbi Chanina said, based off the pasuk of Kaines Kanein Me'ayam, Naisim Baitzaris Tohaimais, that Hashem will gather together all the waters of the sea, Naisim Baitzaris Tohaimais, says Rabbi Chanina, he commented on this pasuk, that Mi Garam Lo Aitzaris Shis Malubar, who caused it that Hashem was Naisim Baitzaris Tohaimais, that he causes all the produce to grow? It's the Tohaimais. Naisim Baitzaris Tohaimais, he puts in the Aitzer that carries all the grains, Tohaimais, it's because of the Tohaimais, it's because of the water which comes from the depths of the earth, that's what causes all the vegetation to grow. So who is this that says that water comes from the Tahaymais, that the rain comes from the Tahaymais, it comes from down here? That's Rabbi Eliezer. That's like Rabbi Eliezer who says that the water, the rain, comes from the ocean water. Rabbi Yeshua, how's Rabbi Yeshua going to teach this pasuk? Says the Gemara, who bebriyasa shel olam. That's talking about Briyasa olam. By Briyasa olam, the whole world was just filled with water. And Hashem gathered all the water together. That's when we had the water that originated down here. But after that, the rain comes from Shemayim.